The Iowa Air National Guard's 132nd Fighter Wing based in Des Moines has five sets of fathers and sons who both have become pilots. 72-year-old Keith Atchison of West Des Moines flew several different jets from 1968 through 1991. He says it was a surprise when his son Travis first told him he wanted to do the same.
He showed little interest through high school, just very little interest even in college. I think he's a sophomore in college. He called me up and said, hey, Dad, I joined the Guard today. I said, who is this?
44-year-old Travis Atchison is proud of the flight time he and his dad have racked up.
We've been, as a father-son combo here, flying for over 50 years in this unit, and this unit has been in existence for flying jets for about 70 years.
Doug Pierce of Norwalk retired as a brigadier general in 2008, but before that, he flew F-16s and was able to join his son in the air.
He and I overlapped for 10 months flying together, so that was very unique for a father to get to fly with his son.
Todd Pierce was in the Guard for 3 years before becoming a pilot and says being able to fly with his dad was a great experience.
Getting to go out and strap on millions of dollars of equipment and beat up on my old man. It's pretty cool.
Pierce is now a major, Atchison a lieutenant colonel, and the squadron commander. Both plan to stay on and fly the unmanned MQ-9 Reapers once the F-16s are phased out this fall. Radio Iowa, I'm Darren Danielson.